permission to ballot?
Yes.
All in favor?
Yeah, okay. That's a further whetting your appetite, we'll get an overview of the research projects.
Paper 8.
Paper 8.
Paper 8. So there are four things I'd like to highlight. First of all, the goodwill and impairment project you haven't seen much of for a few months, but we're restarting work on that now, and you'll start to see that coming back through again. Secondly, business combinations under common control. You haven't seen much of that for the last few months either. That one we hope to be able to start up work again in the second quarter. We haven't started up again yet. Thirdly, on dynamic risk management, staff planning to bring you something. I believe the plan is to bring an education session in March, so you'll start to see that again. And finally, on the research pipeline, we don't have any plans at the moment to start work on any of the pipeline projects in the next few months. And then the next update I'll give you will be in about 3 or 4 months' time, depending on what's changed. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Thank you.
I'm just curious about the timeline, extractive activity. We are going to amend IAS 16, the testing period things, and which is going to make a descent. And I'm not going to descend. However, I think this change would cause somehow significant diversity in practice in the mining business. Because the mining business, we have IFRIC 20. And the IFRIC 20 is based on the approach that has a development stage and operational stage. However, if we change the IS 16, substantially, even in the development stage, they have to recognize revenue. And when they are doing stripping campaign, every ore or waste, they take take out from the ground should be told and recognized revenue, then they have to make a cost allocation. And we don't have any idea what's the proper cost allocation because even the depreciation hasn't started. Therefore, they can do whatever they like. So in practice, they have their knowledge and their way. So I don't think there would be a big confusion. However, although there is no big confusion, it may cause significant diversity. So therefore, having amended IS 16, I think we need to start this extractive activity project as soon as possible.
Yes, bear in mind that it's only a pipeline research project as well. So when we do start work on it, it will be research, and the first step will be to figure out what the scope of the research is. So I don't think that's something that would lead us quickly into standard setting. I think what you're thinking of is probably something relatively narrow scope, which I think would need to be assessed separately probably.
Okay, Mary.
Quick comment just to say that I find it helpful to get kind of quarterly updates like this on the research project. Doesn't have to be long, but it's good to have a reminder of where things stand and what our expectations are. So I think what you're suggesting about coming back in 3 or 4 months is good, and this is a useful form of input.
Peter, did you mention discount rates? What the next steps are?
No, I didn't. You need still one follow-up discussion on discount rates. Well, we assume it will only be one, and we're targeting March to bring that back.
Wait, well,
Peter, is there any chance to, you know, bring the emission train forward earlier, because I do feel, you know, there is an urgency.
Excellent.
Relatively, you know, there are many projects, but is there any possibility?
If you look at the items in the pipeline, probably everybody would think that some of them have got priorities. So I think we're going to need to be thinking over the next few months about when to bring them all forward and which ones to bring forward. My expectation is that we wouldn't start up more than 2 or 3 at a time so that we don't overload the board and we don't overload constituents. So we'll have to work out what the best sequencing is. Of course, there are also interactions between some of the projects. what I think we should do is that when we're thinking of activating one, we should come to you probably 2 or 3 months beforehand and tell you what we're thinking of doing, and then if you think that's the right thing to do, or if you think we should be focusing somewhere else, then we can start to consider that. And at this stage, we haven't got suggestions for which ones we think we should start bringing through first. We think the capacity is fairly full at the moment.
And the reason why I raise this, you know, for two reasons. Firstly, you know, the countries like China, you know, it's a big issue of pollution, and Japan and Korea worry very much, you know, whether we have, you know,
Korea as well.
Japan too. And another aspect we have to keep in mind, the people are pushing us to, you know, consider wide, you know, other, you know, reporting regime and others. I think to take something actively may give people indications we are doing something, you know, and this is one area. So we already spend time. I don't suggest we should finalize as soon as possible,
yeah,
but at least give people some kind of comfort. We are doing something, you know. And one is this, another one is, you know, related to the performance report,
yeah,
and others we, you know, we already started.
I think the lesson the board took from the gender consultation is that we should be quite cautious about bringing things forward and make sure that we do focus on the two or three things we want to make sure we do.
All right. Thank you. We break until 1:40.